Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. Hi, everyone. A spectacular day in the Middle West, and I understand from the New York area, where we're going to switch in just a moment for a charming young guest singer, Miss Toni Arden, that the weather on the East Coast is just as wonderful as it is on the West Coast. So while we haven't heard from the far West Coast yet, I presume that it's just as nice out there, and nature is sort of smiling down on all the world on this last day of April, the day before the flowers are supposed to pop up their pretty little yellow daffodil heads on tomorrow, which is May the 1st. Well, we have some music. We're here for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, as you know, and I'll repeat again that in just a moment we're going to switch to Alan Dick's Restaurant on West 54th Street to pick up the voice and the charming sounds of one Miss Toni Arden, who for a long since has been identified with the top record company, Decca, and who has had tremendous successes in all the great theaters and nightclubs from coast to coast. We'll press Toni for a story in a moment after we listen to the Four Lads in their new Columbia version of I Just Don't Know.
I just don't know. I just don't care. I just don't see me anywhere. Well, I'm a nowhere now since you and I ain't one. I just don't know. I just can't win. When you walked out, my blues walked in. Well, I'm a nowhere now since you.
Four Lads, racking up another tremendous hit on the Columbia label, a thing called I Just Don't Know. Oh, those kids do a spectacular job. It's an altogether different change of pace for them, but they come off sounding just as fine, sparkling as they always do. Just like Wrigley Spearmint, you know, that's like a great singer. You can always depend upon Wrigley Spearmint to give you that same wonderful flavor, the spearmint flavor that makes chewing such a delightful occupation for everybody, regardless of what your real job is. So why don't you make it your avocation, if not your vocation? Just be a gum chewer. And I'll tell you, you'll pass away a lot of hours of the day in a perfectly relaxed state, just the way you should be. And now that the spring is here, of course, the youngsters are going to get out more for play, and they're going to come in with those hungry little appetites. And I know you mothers are frequently concerned about giving them food when they ask for it between meals. Let me make a suggestion. When the youngsters come in with those ravenous appetites from playing out in the playgrounds and ask for something to eat, why don't you give them a stick of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum? You see, that'll satisfy them because it's good and it's flavorful, and yet it'll never spoil their appetites. You can give them just as much gum as they want. And I think it's a nice way, too, to sort of content the little youngsters before the spinach and the meat and potatoes actually come to the dinner table. So you sort of keep in mind, Mother, and when it's convenient for you to do so, we don't expect you to run out and get our product right away, but the next time you shop, when it is convenient, conducive to your shopping pleasure, you pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint and try it on the kids. See if you don't agree with what I say, that it never spoils those precious little appetites, but it'll give them the contentment and the satisfaction they want between meals. But you just make certain that it's Wrigley Spearmint now. Don't forget that. In the meantime, don't forget that our guest is Tony Arden. And before I do, let's switch to New York, to Alan Dick's restaurant. And how are you, Miss Tony Arden?
I'm feeling very well, Howard, and how are you?
Gee, I'm just great. How can you be otherwise with this weather, huh?
Oh, isn't it beautiful? I just loved walking down Broadway today.
Tell me about really Broadway this hour of the day. Is it hustle and bustle, a lot of excitement?
I imagine so. You know, people are running around and all looking so lovely today with the beautiful sunshine and everything.
Sure, the girls can wear their pastel shades.
Yes.
Tony, we who live away from New York City always hear about the constant bustle that exists in the big city. Do you honestly feel, and you're a well-traveled young lady because of your show appearances, that
yes.
New York is really any different than any other city in the course of a business day?
Oh, I believe it is, Howard, quite a bit.
How is it different?
Well, I'll tell you, in one day, with my schedule particularly, I find that I can cover at least 6 to 7 appointments.
Uh-huh.
And you just have to dash from the east to the west or from the north to the south.
Is that crosstown traffic pretty tough in New York?
Oh, it's pretty rough, yes. And at certain hours, it's very, very rough.
That's the time that you like to just sort of stay in bed.
That's right.
When that's going on. Tony, I know that sometime next week you'll be leaving for the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami, Florida to take up your semi-annual engagement there. It's about twice a year you go down to the Florida spot, isn't it?
Yes, that's right, Howard. I'll be opening there May 7th for 1 week. And I'm really looking forward to it a great deal. I always do. It's my third year back at the Fontainebleau. And, I have a whole new act, and I'm just dying to do it.
Well, now, Tony, does that pose a hardship when you go to the same spot every year? Naturally, the clientele is similar from year to year. Does that mean that you have to create an all-new act and new gowns, new everything?
Yes, that's right, Howard, but I'll tell you what the people seem to want to hear a great deal are songs that you're very familiar with. For instance, if I ever dared leave out, come back to Sorrento...
They wouldn't pay their check.
Probably.
I don't blame them.
That's the one song they always want to hear, and I always try to add several of the up-and-coming tunes or things that are on the hit parade at the moment. And I'm going to add the Mama Look at Boo Boo because it's a little calypso thing, and I think that people seem to like it quite a bit today.
Oh, there's no doubt that's the growing trend. And, of course, down there where they're adjacent to the islands, where, of course, calypso was born, it becomes twice as significant.
Oh, yes.
Tony, what about the business of gowns? Now, for you girls, this is one of the most expensive parts of your entire business, isn't it?
Oh,
keeping yourself well-groomed and well-gowned.
Oh, it's very expensive.
How many gowns do you have to carry to a spot like in Miami for your show appearances?
Well, at the Fontainebleau, since it's 1 week, Howard, I generally take about 4 gowns with me. And I change, of course, for the first show and the second show. There were only 2 shows a night.
Uh-huh.
And I wear a different style each show. Sometimes I wear what they refer to as a tight gown, a slinky gown. And sometimes I wear a bouffant.
That means a big wide thing.
Yeah, the ones with the very tight bodice and... A large skirt.
Uh-huh. Now, I have seen the gowns that you girls wear on stage when I've made appearances with girl singers, and it seems to me that you have about 19 petticoats on. What is the occasion
for
this? is that just to hold the skirt out so it is bouffant?
Well, it gives the dress more of an important look on stage, Howard. It gives it sort of a picturesque look, and it holds well on the body. It holds a lot stronger.
Uh-huh. Now, who do you find it is that that demands of you these beautiful gowns? Is it the men in the audience or the women?
Well,
do the women copy these styles? What is their appreciation? Why is it appreciated?
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me the first time I played at the Fontainebleau, Howard, I wore a very beautiful lilac gown with a lot of just hand beaded throughout the dress. And there was a party in from the Pepsi-Cola company, and their wives wanted to meet me because they were very interested in knowing where I got this particular dress, that they had never seen anything quite like it.
Hmm.
And they recognized that the work on the dress throughout the entire dress was all hand-beaded.
Yes.
Which takes months and months of work.
Of course.
And I told them that I have a Parisian designer who comes to New York every couple of years. And sometimes while in Paris, she does a couple of things for me.
Uh-huh. And then I suppose you told the girls the price and their husbands pulled them right out of the place, huh?
That's right.
May I ask, I hope not an embarrassing, but certainly a personal question?
Yes.
How much does a gown like that cost?
Well, for this particular gown, Howard, I paid $1,500.
Boom. I just swallowed my teeth. Tony, let's listen to this swell new Decca record that you have. It's a beautiful thing, and we'll put it on, and then we'll talk about $1,500 later.
All
here
right.
is Miss Tony Arden in a great song and a great sound called Empty Heart.
My empty heart, my empty heart, keeps calling your name.
Keeps calling your name. My empty heart knows only the pain of all the hours we're apart. It cries for you, my empty heart, my empty heart. Remembers the time our love was new and you were all mine, and with each beat from the start I cried for you, my empty heart. It just keeps sighing and crying. You love it too, so please come back and let's start to fill the emptiness in my empty heart.
Beautiful thing done by a most talented young lady. Her name is Tony Arden. That's her Decca record of Empty Heart. $1,500. How many records do you have to sell to pay that bill?
You have to sell quite a few, Howard, believe me.
Tony, I wish I were going to be down at the Fontainebleau Hotel so that I could watch you. You're just majestical on stage, and I know that all the Florida people will love you the most.
Thank you very much, Howard. I hope to be coming to Chicago again very soon.
I hope so, dear, and we'll have a spaghetti dinner, because I know you're Pisano.
Thank you, and give my love to your mom, Howard.
I certainly will, and likewise back to your family.
Thank you so
much. Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Tony Arden, the brilliant young stylist of song for the Decca Record Company, speaking from Alan Dick's restaurant on West 54th Street on her way down to Florida. And this is Howard Miller with a great big hunk of chewing gum in my mouth, and it's Wrigley Spearman saying, why don't you join me? Not only in the gum, but tomorrow morning on CBS. Until then, thanks for listening. Goodbye for now. Here's Joe Foss.
This is the CBS Radio Network.